And now with Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Board of Regents of the University System of Georgia has approved a tuition rate adjustment for the 2024-25 academic year affecting all 26 public colleges and universities within the system, including the University of West Georgia. For in-state undergraduate students, tuition will see a 2.5% increase, while out-of-state tuition will rise by 5%. The changes allegedly come in response to heightened costs for personnel, goods, and services, along with increased private sector competition for skilled employees and general inflationary pressures. Nationally, the University System of Georgia stands as the third lowest in average undergraduate tuition and required fees among the 16 states of the Southern Regional Education Board. Per credit hour, pricing rises from $182.13 to $187 at UWG beginning this fall. Some housing rates and dining packages will also cost more this fall. The Georgia State Patrol has so far not determined any fault against a Carrollton police officer who conducted a pit maneuver that was successful in stopping an allegedly intoxicated car thief, but resulted in a crash into a second vehicle, leaving the driver, a 72-year-old Carrollton man, with serious injury. The victim has been treated in an Atlanta area hospital for over a week, according to a close family member. According to the initial report filed by Carrollton police around 9:30 p.m. Friday, April the 5th, officers were notified of a maroon Nissan Xterra that had just been stolen from a local business. A CPD officer spotted the vehicle a short time later at the intersection of Noonan Street and Bankhead Highway. The Xterra had no lights on, according to the report. Apparently noticing the officer, the female driver of the Xterra sped away at a high rate of speed toward Adamson Square. The officer reacted, driving 60 miles per hour in an attempt to catch up. Based on several factors, the officer at that time determined the driver was likely intoxicated. Both vehicles drove towards Adamson Square, which the officer stated had high pedestrian traffic crossing the streets. The vehicles were traveling approximately 20 miles per hour over the posted speed limit. While at the intersection of Noonan Street and Adamson Square, the officer activated his blue emergency lights to initiate a traffic stop. As he exited his patrol vehicle, the driver of the Nissan let off the brakes, punched the accelerator, jerking the vehicle into the oncoming lane of travel, advanced down Alabama Street towards North Park Street at a speed over 30 miles per hour over the posted speed limit. The officer stated the Nissan driver was swerving over many lanes of travel, cut him off, and crossed over the double yellow line into the other lane of travel. Now, the Nissan driver sped through at least one red light, according to the report, and drove on North Park Street at speeds of 80 to 90 miles per hour while weaving recklessly over multiple lanes of travel, almost striking numerous motorists, including a vehicle head-on after crossing over a hill. The suspect traveled through the bridge construction in front of Ingalls and eventually passed Highway 113 on the right. The suspect vehicle was traveling over speeds of 100 miles per hour, according to the report. Speeds for both cars reached 110 miles per hour before the cars reached the Highway 27 intersection with Linda Lane. The suspect vehicle's speed then soon after slowed down significantly. The officer says he looked up, saw no traffic on our side of the roadway. He says he did observe a single vehicle with a headlight out traveling southbound, and no other vehicles were behind it at the time. As the southbound vehicle began to pass the officer, he began to perform a pit maneuver to end the pursuit. It was successful in stopping the suspect. The officer then reports there was another vehicle approaching in the southbound lanes of travel, and the suspect vehicle struck that vehicle as the Nissan was going to the side of the road. A Georgia State Patrolman on scene freed the injured bystander from his vehicle, and officers began to render aid before he was transported to Atlanta. The injured male told his family member that the oncoming car did not have its headlights on prior to the accident. The suspect, identified as 45-year-old Letitia Ware of Bremen, remains in the Carroll County Jail, bond denied. She faces multiple charges. The Carrollton Police Department is conducting an internal investigation to determine if the officer followed protocol during the pursuit and pit maneuver. They have asked GSP to review. Additional financial disclosure reports that were filed on Monday for the U.S. 3rd District House seat from Georgia race were made available by Tuesday afternoon. That includes for candidate Michael Crane, who claimed receipt of more contributions than any of the other five candidates during the first quarter of 2024. Crane claiming close to $465,000 in total contributions, plus receiving $40,000 in loans. Candidate Raymond Blair reported $17,500 in total contributions, plus $15,000 in loans received. Crane's $465,000 reported in the first quarter puts him ahead of Brian Jack during that period, who claimed more than $408,000, and Mike Dugan, who claimed $267,000, was raised for the first quarter of 2024. On the Democrat side, Val Almanord is so far working with $27,000 in total contributions, plus $50,000 in loans. And after the first quarter, Mara Keller claimed a little more than $10,000 in contributions and more than $15,000 in loans received. The next financial filings are not due until after the general primary election. A longtime Harrelson County fire chief who retired in fall of 2022 is stepping away from the farm to challenge the sitting Harrelson County chairman for his seat in next month's general primary.
You know, I was born and raised in Harrelson County. I grew up in north of Tallapoosa and graduated in Harrelson County in 1986. And as a kid, you know, my dad was part of establishing the Northwest Harrelson, him and a group of men in that area, and started hanging on his coattail, running the fires at 15. Been in public service my whole career.
Brian Walker was the guest on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice.
You know, Harrelson County is growing. Just in the area where I live, west side of the county, you're starting to see a lot of five-acre tract homes. And that's good growth to me. People in this county are telling me, hey, we don't want to be a Paulding County. We don't want to be a Douglas County. And I agree with that. I mean, it's just so compact. And we want good, natural growth. And I'm going to tell you, the people that control the growth is the landowners.
And that complete Community Voice interview with Walker is now archived online at newstalk1330.com. Both Chairman Ronnie Ridley and Brian Walker qualified as Republicans. They were the only qualifiers for the race. So who will begin 2025 as chairman of Harrelson County will be determined at the polls in May. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.